Thank you, Linnell, for the breaking news here to 106.7 The Fan. So John Allen, potentially Danny Loss for the year. He has been one of their best players over the last several seasons. He has had a down statistical year. He does get double-teamed and chipped a whole lot in the middle of the defensive line. They are deeper there where they've got Daron Payne, who's terrific, where they drafted Johnny Newton. That pick looks a little bit more fortuitous now as you plug him in, presumably as a starter. They kept Fedarian Mathis, a former second-round pick, around as well. And they do have a pretty heavy rotation. They lost two defensive ends yesterday, Dorrance Armstrong with a rib injury, and Javonte Jean-Baptiste was in a boot after the game. But if Allen is out for the year, a bad defense losing one of its best overall players is a very, very bad sign.
Yeah, when you have a bad group, regardless of whether Allen's had a banner year or not, and he is not, by all accounts, especially statistically measured, doesn't make you better. You know what I mean? It just makes it that you're going to have other folks step up. And I hate next man up. It's so cliched and hackneyed. But that has to happen. Guys are going to have to do more. Payne is going to have to be more productive than he's been. Johnny Newton went from rotational piece, presumably, to focal point. So that stinks for Allen on a number of fronts. Just a great dude who's done everything right since he's been here. Not much guaranteed money. I think no guaranteed money going in the next year. So maybe a free agent year for him. So that is not ideal, certainly for him. But yeah, I mean, the defense itself, it's like, at a certain point, not say you can afford to lose anybody. You don't root for injuries or you know, can even deal with them. But there are certain spots where you could probably deal with it a little bit better. You know, if like, I'm trying to think of a good example. I don't have one. But if, you know, if somebody at the linebacker spot was out and you have four or five guys that are waiting in the wings, that's fine. But this is a weak group that's gotten a little bit weaker. I mean, they're not getting after the passer. They're not disruptive. And not having John Allen, who's been capable, who has had times where he's been that disruptive force, that's not going to help you.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, reporting Jonathan Allen could be done for the season. And this is something we've been hearing rumblings of, I will say, at the radio station over the last few hours, that this was presumably going to be a pretty serious injury, that it could cost him much of, if not the remainder of his season. And the team is currently fearing that he will miss the entirety of the season recovering from this torn pec. I will say, and this is, you know, not the time maybe to break this down as you kick a guy at the worst moment of his recent career here. But at 29 years old, the counting stats, the production, the pressures, the hurry, some of those things for Allen are down this
season. Haven't been there, yeah.
So this is not maybe replacing him in 2021 when he was on his way to 9 sacks, or 2022 when he was on his way to 7.5, those 2 years where he made the Pro Bowl. It has not quite been the same, and they're being run on. Like, they were run on when he was in the game. They're run on when he wasn't in the game. Are they better without John Allen? Of course not. But I think moving on without John Allen might be less of a mission and a task and less arduous this year than a couple of years ago, just based on, yep, A, the personnel at that position. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're good on their defensive line, because I think their defensive end position room is still problematic. But at defensive tackle specifically, Danny, I think that they can probably get by with it being more of a setback and a bummer than like a death sentence defensively. You're already,
I think,
bad.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're built with defensive tackles that it shouldn't be a game changer.
Yeah, like if the Giants lost Dexter Lawrence, right, who, and you know, nobody behind him was any good, he's playing at a 9 or 10.0 level at this stage, right? He's got, what, 7 or 8 sacks through 6 games. If you lose John Allen, your defensive line was probably playing at a 3. It's now going to be a 2. So, it's like, in other words, you're not better, but you also weren't good to begin with. It's, as you said, it's not a couple years ago where he was wreaking havoc. So, again, I have more feel for the guy who, you know, finally was getting to enjoy some of the spoils, right? Some of the positive attention. No questions about dysfunction.
Exactly.
It's questions about how cool is this? How fun is this? How much fun are you having compared to other years? And wouldn't you like to be part of this? And isn't this cool? Those are all gone now because you're potentially done for the year.
Yeah, offensively, they're already in a position where if they don't play great, they don't win. So if you start to have an attrition rate where you're losing some bodies on defense, I don't think the algorithm changes. Maybe how great you've got to be might change some, but you think about some of the late season runs too with this team over the years when they win 4 in a row, 5 in a row, 7 in a row, they get into the playoffs. There are big time injuries along the way, and they just matter less when kind of that special dust is sprinkled in the locker room and guys elevate their game and coaches find a way to work around some of those deficiencies. But big loss, no doubt about that, on the defensive line. If John Allen's out, I mean, this is a guy that was seen as a top three player organizationally over the last few seasons. They've obviously brought in a new heart and soul that kind of leads a lot of the speeches and gives a lot of the pump-up talks before the game in Frankie Louvu, and his role will continue to grow in that regard if Allen is indeed out. But that's the breaking news into the fan right now, that the expectation is that John Allen could be out for the remainder of the season. He will seek another opinion on that pec. But they're going to have to make some adjustments defensively. I just think it's what we talked about last week. Yards are going to be given up. Points are going to be allowed. They need takeaways. Think about it. The first drive of the game, they give up the 40-plus yard screen. Baltimore's slicing through them like a knife through butter. There's no stopping the Ravens. And then Lamar mistargets Mark Andrews on a little quick out, throws it wide of the basically the catch radius, slaps off his hand up into the air, and Noah Igbinoghene gets his hands on the ball. Excuse me, Mike Sanristil's first career interception, gets his hand on the ball, and he gets the first pick of the season for the Commanders. First one in week six in their sixth game. Danny, they had played 20-plus quarters of football without one interception. Like they just have to turn teams over more to make up for all the stuff they allow.
Without question. And again, this is not me being critical of the regime. I'm just offering a parallel. If you go back to the last group where it's like, okay, defensive-minded head coach, defensive coordinator with head coach experience, that's the group that's going to be strong. And they both played linebacker. So that group will thrive even if they don't have big names. And then, of course, they didn't. What this group was known for, Joe Witt, Dan Quinn by extension, is what? If you had to pick one word, turnovers. Every assignment they've turned in over the years has been, we might give up some stuff here and there. You might get us on this extra set of motion or this throwback pass, or we might over pursue here and there, but we are going to disrupt you. We're going to turn it over. And they haven't done that to this point. I think it's a personnel thing. And the way I think of turnovers, again, it's more process wise, where it's like waves crashing on the shore. And then eventually one time it gets rid of the sand dune. You know what I mean? It's like you constantly are pressuring, constantly are hurrying. You force that one high throw. You force a receiver, to have his timing disrupted. You get that punch in the backfield or hit the quarterback for a sack fumble. Those things are not happening consistently. So you look up and you go, man, we don't have any turnovers.